recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. Now, here is Larry. There you go.
All right, Randy. We're going to get right into the show tonight.
Let's do it.
We the people deserve better.
Of course. I agree. I think we do always, especially you.
You know, we the people deserve better representation than what we're getting.
Absolutely.
I mean, we really do. You know, we've been bragging about what Trump administration is doing and with DOGE and all that they're accomplishing and all of that, and everything's going great. But I still have to say that we're just dragging some of the rhinos around.
Yeah.
You know, it's like hit the ball, drag McConnell, hit the ball, drag Collins, hit the ball and drag Murkowski. You know?
I know it.
It's just, you know, my frustration is the fact that the first term that President Trump actually was in office,
right,
he fought his own party as much as he did the Democrats.
Of course. I remember that. He had a rough time that first,
he did,
first couple of years.
And the first 2 years, he fought the Republicans. I mean, I honestly thought that the Democrats kind of fell back and just let the Republicans fight him for him, and they just kind of held back on doing nothing for a while that first term.
Yeah, well, they you know, he was just learning, and, you know, it was sad.
Yeah.
But
he's come into this second term totally different,
It's a totally different perspective.
But today, we can't even count on some of the rhinos that we're fighting against that's serving us in Congress today.
Right.
I mean, we just really can't.
Or the Senate.
You know, let me pause here for a moment, because I've actually talked to a couple of viewers, and I won't identify who they are, but I've talked to a couple of viewers that have said, hey, you know, we're just kind of tired of the political scene. You know, it's kind of negative, this and that. You know, Trump won, and so we're just kind of checking out on politics, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, I think that's kind of the problem that we've had, is that so many of us, and I'm just going to put myself in there, have checked out, and that's why the country got into the shape that it did, because we checked out and just said, well, politics, I'm just kind of tired of it. It's kind of negative, kind of dirty, kind of ugly.
I've sensed the same thing. I talked to one of my neighbors asking about the show, and he said, but I'm just so sick and tired. All the social, even just on social media, it's just all you hear it over and over again, whichever way you are, it's all your political feelings. And he said, I'm just tired of seeing it all. I wish it was a social media that you just couldn't post anything on about politics, you know, but we're just starting.
It really is. The fight just began when Trump actually won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the election was one battle, if you will. You know, there's multiple battles in winning a war.
Right. Well,
that
Larry,
was
we
a battle.
We came that close to losing this thing. If he wouldn't have won, there's no telling what.
And when you
happened.
Say this thing, you mean the entire country,
yes,
right?
The country.
That's
yes.
exactly
yes.
right. I wholeheartedly believe that. I really do. Mm-hmm. We got deeper into communism than what a lot of us really believed. And now that DOGE is doing and uncovering everything, and when you sit down and read a lot of the executive orders that Trump did and has doing and continues to do,
right,
you're like, oh my God, he had to do an executive order just to turn that around?
Yeah.
I mean,
he did.
Some of the stuff that he has corrected, you didn't even know was wrong.
And he's just getting started.
Yeah. So I'm going to suggest that our fight has just begun, and we've got to do our part in order to win this thing and to finish what the election actually started.
Right.
Okay. I think that America is winning battle after battle, you know, and one of the, I think last show was America, Are You Tired of Winning? And you see that on social media all the time and everything. But I've got to say that we've just now begun to fight, and we've just now really have begun to win and turning this thing around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear some of the rhetoric that's going on. And when I say we need to fight, I'm not talking about like Maxine Waters, you know, taking violence to the street.
Oh, yeah. She wants to take it out to the streets.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened
right
when it was his first term. They took it all to the streets.
Absolutely.
They were burning cities and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't matter to them, though.
And now they want us to pick up the tab.
Why, sure.
And rebuild it. I'm not talking like Omar, the Somalia, and marrying her brother lover.
Right.
Okay. I'm not talking like that. I'm not talking about Jasmine Crockett from Texas or the Democrat Summer Lee of Pittsburgh that's playing the race cards. I'm not into any of that. In fact, I'm not calling for violence in the street. When I say fight, I'm not even talking about fighting the liberals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about fighting a political war that's fought in communications. And I'm really talking about fighting our own party.
Well, it's kind of notorious for the Republican Party not to be able to stand together in one accord.
Isn't it sad that we have no unity in that party?
Well, there's just a handful of them.
Yeah.
It's just a handful.
Right.
You know.
You know, I think that we have to have an organized plan for we the people to fight and organize to help President Trump fight. So I think that it's time to get active and fight. And so what I've really come up with this show is kind of a plan to help people, because you, the people, you listeners, every one of you listeners can help fight. And we have got to fight this thing, I think, in social media, on email and different things. And we'll kind of get into a minute of here in a few minutes of how we're going to fight. But let's talk about who we're going to fight, mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
Let me give you this. Mitch McConnell is 82 years old. He's been in public office since 1975, and he's been in the U.S. Senate since 1985.
Yeah. And how many times has he froze up?
Countless, man.
You know, it's like...
You know, seriously, you've got to... I almost feel sorry for him.
I do too.
You know, really?
But resign.
Because one day I might be 82 years old, and I pray to God that my family's going to pull me to the side and say, "Hey, Pop, you can't do that podcast no more."
Yeah.
You and Randy are sitting there staring at
you. You can't run that cash register no more.
Yeah.
You're about to fall out of that chair. We're losing money.
Yeah, no joke, you know. I love what I do at the restaurant so much that I'll probably die behind the cash register. But dear Lord, I think McConnell actually died a couple of times and we brought him back to life.
Well, he did freeze up several times.
He really did. And I'll say this again, Mitch McConnell is a walking billboard for term limits.
Yeah.
He's 82 years old. He's been in the Senate for 40 years. 40 years. Now, folks, I got to tell you, if you're not a believer in term limits by now,
yeah,
you probably just need to quit listening to us.
You know what state he's with?
Kentucky.
Is it Kentucky?
Yes.
Well, the Kentucky people, they're the ones that need to do something.
They really are.
You know, what can we do? It's the Kentucky people.
Well, but yet we can do it, and we're going to cover that in just a minute on how to do it, okay? But I want to go over some of the things. You know, Mitch McConnell, he honestly has such a disdain towards President Trump.
When is his term up?
2026.
All right,
so we have an opportunity.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It is an opportunity.
It's the next one.
And we need to primary this rhino out of office. So, Kentucky, we're talking to you. If you're listening to us and you're in Kentucky, you need to get a hold of some good people that's going to run in the primary against Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Because he really has a disdain. And when I use that word, I mean more than just hatred. Hatred's one thing, but to disdain something mm-hmm. is a deep-seated hatred. And he has that towards President Trump.
Right.
And the reason is because he blamed Trump for the insurrection, January 6th. Mm-hmm. He blamed him totally, okay? And he went on 60 Minutes, And he said, you know, I haven't even spoken to him in quite a while, and that's really one of the reasons. And he said, even in this interview, he said, we're very, very dangerous world now. We're renaissance of World War II. He's even against the slogan about America first.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, he acts like it's some kind of a Nazi war cry or something like that, you know? You know, this is when, and remember the video where he went down and did the vote against Hegseth, and he went down and voted, and then what did he do? He turned, if you remember, and walked over to where the Democrat side is, and who did he go and talk to? He went and voted or talked to the head of the Democratic Party that's really number two in being involved. His name is Chris Coons. He's in charge of the number one Defense Appropriations Committee. Mm-hmm. So in other words, he and McConnell are the top two guys in the Appropriations Committee. What do? They decide where the money is going to get spent into the defense. Okay, they appropriate. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're the ones that say, okay, we're all voting for this, and now here's the way we're going to get it paid, and here's what we're going
to
do.
And he went to him, huh?
And he went directly to him. And the fact of the matter—
Now, he voted against him, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. He did. And I'm looking here, and he voted against him, and that's when J.D. Vance had to run down— Okay. He
right.
had to get a suit on,
right.
run
right.
down to the Capitol, and cast the deciding vote.
That's right.
So here's what I'm going to say. Now, Rick Scott, the senator, called him out and said, hey, man, this is just horrible, okay, that you would even act this way, that you hate Trump that much, all right? And so the fact of the matter is that he did this, and J.D. Vance came down and cast the deciding vote. Now, Randy, had Vance not been there to do that, we would have lost such right. a great leader as our Secretary of Defense. Mm-hmm. And what's really sad is a lot of people say, well, you know, Kentucky, it's just, you know, that's just their business. I live in Arkansas. But guess what? What we do in Arkansas affects Kentucky. What Kentucky does affects Arkansas.
Sure.
Because we, the people, we're all in this crazy thing together.
Right.
And so all these senators, you have to take control of who you're doing, who you're putting in office. And it's just horrible how he acts.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the brain capacity to really do much other than freeze up in front of a camera.
Right. Well, Larry, another thing is what I think. You know, we can do all that against, you know, the rhinos or whatever, and we got those, sure. But another thing we can do, there's a whole section of Democrats. Now,
yes,
Tulsi was a Democrat.
Yes.
RFK Jr. was a Democrat.
Yes.
They can change.
Yes.
You won't tell me there's some Democrats out there that are thinking, you know, if I get on this bandwagon that they're on and switch parties, you know— I would really shine.
Yeah.
And I think there's some people out there that could do that. So what I'm saying is, the point is this upcoming election in 2 years or a year and 8 months or
yeah.
whatever it is,
right.
and just
right.
it's going to be coming up.
Yeah.
Not only do we need to get, you know, against the rhinos
yes.
and do what we need to do, but there's a slew of Democrats
right.
that, and some of them may be willing to change parties or let's go ahead and promote whoever their Republican is.
And some of them have toyed with that. And
yeah.
I like that idea that you bring up because it's a very good idea. The problem that we've got is we have the majority.
Yes.
But it's such
a slim margin. It is.
All we need, and I remember several shows you alluding to this, it was your idea that said, but all we need is a couple of people that want to make a name for themselves.
That's it.
Well, yeah. We're going to discuss those people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but just to kind of wrap up on Mitch McConnell, he voted no on Hegseth. He voted no on RFK.
Right.
And yet, get this, Kentucky voted for Trump by a massive 31 points.
Right.
He tore that state right. up.
Right.
Is this good representation?
Of course not.
Mitch McConnell is not only anti-American, anti-Republican, anti-Trump, he's anti-Kentucky.
Sure he is.
And so the people in Kentucky need to listen to this podcast and recognize you better get that guy out of office. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really do. So he voted no against RFK. Now get this. The RFK vote was 52 for support mm-hmm. and 48 to oppose.
Okay.
All we needed was for a couple of those people, and we would have lost such a great
right.
person.
That's right.
Okay. Not only did he vote no on Kennedy and Hegseth, he voted no on Tulsi Gabbard. You just brought her up.
Yeah.
The reason is because he has such a disdain towards Trump.
Right.
He could say, you know, I saw this on X the other day, that if Trump came out and said oxygen was good for you, every Democrat in the world would quit breathing. Okay, they'd all die.
Yep.
Might be a good idea.
No, I'm not maybe for sure, it needs to say
know.
That.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but you take a good look at that. And so this is somebody that we need to primary out. And Kentucky, you need to figure out how to get somebody to run against him. And we're going to cover that in the next segment. I got a couple of other people that we're just going to hit on briefly when we come back from this commercial break. But then we're going to go into how we're going to fight this war, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Home-style cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, we're back, folks. Hey, before we get into what we're going to, Randy, let me show you this. And those of you that are on video...
Oh, gosh.
Those of you that are on video with us, you can see these, and those that are on podcast, what I'm holding in my hand is a rubber ducky, and one of them is Donald Trump. Okay. Now, these are my Valentine's gifts from James, my grandson. And then this one is he has a MAGA cap on. It's a rubber ducky.
Yeah.
And this is Donald Trump.
How about that?
And that's where he got his ear shot. Okay. So he gave me those for
let me
Valentine's.
See
which one?
Let me see that. Let me see if I can.
He gave me that.
See if I can hold it up here to the camera there. Look at that. That's a close up shot.
Does it look better?
Yeah.
So that's my Valentine's Day from him. And so I wanted to show those to him. So, James, thanks for my Valentine's gift.
We'll set it up here on camera.
There we go.
There we go.
We get it in every way. Hey, before we jump into what we're going to cover is, again, we picked up a couple of new
subscribers. Where are we at now?
We're on YouTube. I don't really remember. I think 72 or so. But
I thought we were like 76.
Well, we may be. I'm really not for sure. I haven't checked it in a few
days.
Did
we get some emails?
So, yeah, we got a couple of comments, and I honestly didn't print them out. So I'll do that next show. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's what I look forward to seeing. I was hearing from the people.
I know, but I was a busy man playing with my grandson in Texas this weekend. So
I understand.
So anyway, folks, if you like to watch us on video, we've got that on YouTube, on Spotify, on Rumble, and on X. Okay, just find our channels there. And then we're on all of the podcasts, so be sure and add us into your library. But be sure and do that for us and help us out, okay? So, all right, getting back into the show. Here's another rhino that one thing you can say is that Mitch McConnell's just old and, you know, kind of brain dead, okay? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm kind of being mean about that, but I'm not so for sure if he wasn't brain dead in his earlier years as well. But Lisa Murkowski, she's the Alaskan senator, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This woman's just mean and hateful and ugly, okay? I mean, she really is.
I don't see how she can call herself a Republican.
I don't either, but I can tell you this. She wasn't really elected. Her dad served a short term as governor.
Really?
And he appointed her.
Oh, my.
I don't know if you knew that little tidbit.
No, I did not know that.
Yep. And I can tell you this, that when she was in office along with Hussein, she voted in 2013, she voted 72.3% of the time with Hussein. Basically went along with whatever the man wanted. She did it. Okay? She voted against Brett Kavanaugh, but she voted for the lady who couldn't remember or couldn't give you a definition of a woman, you know, Brown. She's the Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. She voted to convict Trump in his second impeachment. She hates Trump. Okay, they all do.
Yep.
She lost two GOP primaries and has been censored by Alaska Republican Party. They don't like her. Okay. She confirmed Lloyd Austin, but voted against Pete Hegseth.
When is she up?
She is up for re-election in 2029.
Well, how did she get in this last time?
I don't really know.
Was somebody running against her?
I'm probably not. That's the problem.
Our research department didn't get that.
Our research department didn't get that deep in her.
A few more staff members.
But I can tell you this much. She is a very evil woman. Do you know that she failed the bar exam 4 times?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
She isn't the brightest bulb in the pack, okay? No. Now, I couldn't take the bar exam, but then again, I didn't go study, did I, okay? So she was appointed by her daddy, the governor. She only ranks 32% as far as, you know, you can go to these different websites, and probably next show I'll bring up the different websites you can go to that judges all these people.
Seems like they could get somebody like a Sarah Palin or somebody up there to run against her.
Well, you would think anybody would be able to run against her. I would run, if I was there, right. I'd run against her. Why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think I could bash her and take her down. So,
or Luke, we could get Luke with the outdoor boys that I watch. There's a plug for you.
There you go.
Luke. An attorney. He camps with his kids out in Alaska all in the snow. You need to go tune in and watch. It's called Outdoor Boys. Watch it every night.
And I know you sent that to me, but I haven't had an opportunity to see it. But I promise I will. You know, a lot of people say she's an undocumented Democrat. You know, and I really think she is. She's even worse than a Democrat, because she even trash talked Trump over what he had to say about taking over Greenland. Okay.
Yeah.
She introduced a bill to change Trump's executive orders to change the name from Mount McKinney back to Biden's Denali. Okay, remember, Biden changed that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, she's actually threatening to switch parties to a Democratic party.
She'd probably be better off.
Well, yeah. And the problem of it is she voted against Pete Hegseth. She voted yes for Robert Kennedy, but she didn't want to. There was an awful lot of pressure and behind closed doors really pounding on her, including President Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that they really, really fought her and pounded her into submission is what I really think.
Right, right, right.
And then again, on Tulsi Gabbard, she voted yes, but I don't think she really wanted to all that much. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, I think they probably just pounded on her until she finally submitted.
What's the latest vote on our FBI guy?
Well, that's a great question, because our wonderful leader in the Senate gave the senators a 4-day weekend. So the vote is pushed back on really? Him. Yeah.
So when do they come back?
On Cash Patel.
Yeah.
I think it's sometime in...
was it this past weekend they had 4 days?
Yes, it's this weekend, and I think probably Monday and Tuesday. Well, you know what? 4 of the Republican senators flew to meet... I'm having a senior moment. To meet the guy that... Lozinski.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
They flew over there... To meet them.
Right.
To meet him. Instead of doing what's best for America and what Trump is needing to get done and what us Americans needed for them to get done.
They fly over there
to talk to him.
Who was it?
The people that flew. Let me see. I've got something here on that, Randy. And
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No. You're okay.
Our executive research department may.
Yeah.
Can't pull it up here.
Let me find it. Here we go. Lindsey Graham is one of them.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you, I've never been a fan of Lindsey Graham. Mm. I'm sorry, but a lot of people like him, but I just can't handle the guy. I just don't like him at all. Mm-hmm. I think he's a rhino at best, as I say. And he actually came out and said that Zelensky was the person that he was most enamored by. I forget the exact quote, but it was really bad. I don't like him at all. Okay, one more here is another one that we need to fight is Susan Collins. She's a senator from Maine, and I got to tell you, she's another undocumented Democrat.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
she voted no against Pete Hegseth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so again, at best, she's a rhino. I would have to say she's probably a little better than the one from Alaska, but she's not much.
Yeah.
I mean, Maine, you really need to figure out who you can primary against her and get somebody that's good in there and, and do your best. But this,
there was a guy up there that owns a cigar shop that would be great.
Bring him on.
He was all into it. I think he worked on the security team for Reagan. Not security, but, well, I guess it is security.
Give him a call and tell him that he needs to run in the primary, and we'll do where we got him on the air.
Right. We got to do that live feed.
You know, she voted no against Hegseth, but remember the idiot that they put in, you know, the man that wore the dress all the time?
Oh, yeah.
She voted for him, for Biden. Now, these two, I got to tell you, these two rhino senators have plagued America for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Alaska and Maine, you need to do us better than send us these kind of misfit rhinos.
When is she up?
Let's see. I put that down. I believe it is 2026, I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
I had written that. Yeah, 2026.
Time for her to go.
She's up for re-election, and she needs to, we need better senators. These people, I just really think that they hate America. If they don't hate us, if they don't hate America, they certainly hate Trump.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Robert Kennedy, she voted for him, but fought him tooth and nail. I mean, she really did.
Yeah.
She did not want to vote for him, but I think that something again happened. She got scared. All right. And so then again, in Tulsi Gabbard, she voted yes for her, but again, did not want to, could not stand the idea that she did. So I would tell you, and then here, Bill Cassidy, he's a Republican from Louisiana. He fought and said, now, he fought and said, I don't want to vote for RFK because of his vaccine views. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess who's lining that guy's pocket? All right. I'm just telling you, Big Pharma has got these people on the payroll.
Oh, yeah.
He's never been a Trump fan. He's a rhino. But, you know.
I think the Doge team's going to be looking into some of this money stuff coming where all these people are making all these millions and only getting paid $200,000.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know.
I'll kind of finish up on who we're fighting, because that's three or four that we're definitely needing to fight in the primaries. But here's the last thing I'll say is that let's see how they actually vote on Kash Patel.
Right.
Now, you're talking about the, and he's up for FBI director. Now, you brought him up. But I want to see, and I've kind of had this show on the back burner, if you will, because I wanted to see how they were actually going to fight or vote, because they kept saying, no, we're not going to do this. No, we're not going to do that. Well, then they changed their mind on a couple of them, but they all voted against Hegseth. So let's get into how we're going to fight this, okay? We'll just stay with the one commercial, and we'll just do this segment, and then we'll kind of wrap that up, okay?
Good.
Let's do that. How we're going to fight this, folks, is in social media. Our first point is post your voice to the leader and tag everyone involved. Now, I kind of have some cheat sheets here, and to give you an idea of how we need to go after this fight in social media would simply be, I put together a list, and if you want to send me an email, I'll be more than happy to email these lists to you and to kind of let you see how I've laid it all out.
Right.
So feel free to do that. Send me an email, and these are just Word documents that I can send to you. But I made a national political contact list. Okay. And so I went from the president, Donald Trump, get an email for him on X, get his X handle, and even on Truth Social. Now, X happens to be the biggest place, and that's where America's getting most of its news, right?
Right.
I don't watch the news on mainstream media and all that junk, and I just don't watch them anymore, haven't in years. But if you'll pay attention to X, and here's what I'm going to tell you. If you go in on social media and put a post on there and then begin to tag everybody, President Trump, Vice President, the national chairman for the RNC, the co-chairman, okay? Mm-hmm. And these are people that I've Googled for you. I can send you these documents. You go in and you Google these people if you want to, or email me for the document. Senator Majority Leader John Thune. I have him on X, and I'm following these people on X. The Senate Majority Whip, okay? The Senate Pro Tempore, the chairman, different committee and conference chairmen that's in the Senate. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, okay? And then the national positions like RFK, Pete Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, Kristi Noem, Marco Rubio, Pam Bondi. Go ahead and jump on X and send this out and tag these people, you know, at their at sign, if you will. Okay, if you will do that, even Doge Committee, then you can have all of the national people on there saying, this is what I'm wanting from you, and put it out there.
Right, right.
Then let's take, for instance, here's one that I did for Kentucky, because we bashed pretty heavily on McConnell. Here is the governor, the lieutenant governor, attorney general, the RNC Kentucky chairperson. Okay.
Right.
Now,
right.
K.C. Crosby happens to be the chairperson for the RNC, but K.C. Crosby is also the vice chairman of the national RNC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you fight these things. So you get on there and you just simply say, hey, Mitch McConnell is voting against Trump, and you guys voted 31% for Trump, right, or, you know, right, ahead of Trump.
Right.
And so he's not doing what we the people want.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have lost some of these things with just a couple of votes. He could have been the very deciding vote, and he was the deciding vote, if you really look at it, with Hegseth. So get on X and be sure and post all of these things and tell them we're demanding. Put your demands in writing,
mm-hmm,
and put it out there for people to hear and be able to see.
Right, right.
Okay? And when people begin, and then get your family, get your friends, and say, hey, I'm really becoming active out here on X, and I'm putting a lot of posts out there. Would you go and like those posts? Would you forward those posts? Would you, you know, retweet those posts?
Right.
And put them out there. You can do something that's really beneficial and helpful.
Sure. That's something we can do.
It really is.
Something we can do.
It is.
To help the cause.
Yeah.
Or to help the war, or the battle, or whichever one you want to call it.
We can sit here and play lip service all we want, mm-hmm, but until we're ready to get in an active mode and put things out there, it's really not going to help us. Then, if you'll collect these emails for all of these same people and send them emails. Now, here's what I will say. Most leaders will not be reading their own emails,
no,
but their staff will.
Somebody will.
Their staff is going to read it, and you and I both know, Randy, that they will keep stats on the support versus the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get enough stats on there,
mm-hmm,
then they're going to say, hey, you know, Governor, you really need to pay attention to this because we've got a lot of stats here that's growing,
right,
opposition, and it's going to look in a disfavorable way on you if we don't do something about this.
Yeah, we've all got to do our part. It's just like, you know, we used to back in the 70s and 80s we got so tired of seeing all the raunchy stuff that was coming on TV.
Yes.
People were saying, what can we do? What can we do? We, you know, you learn to attack. It,
yep,
wasn't the programming or the programmer. It was the advertisers.
Absolutely.
See? And
yes,
that way it made, if you hear that they're not going to get advertising for that, it'll choke it out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we choked a lot of shows out.
Yes.
That way.
Yes.
So you've got to learn to do what your part is and then do it. And this is something that we can do.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've covered, if you will, the who and the how. Let me just give you just a quick rundown of what to cover. Communicate in your post and in your emails clearly and exactly what you want. Let me give you some examples. John Thune.
Yeah.
The Senate leader, okay? I want Mitch McConnell removed from all committees. I want him stripped of all of his extra power. I want him stripped from all national campaign money for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that John Thune can help control and work. I want him stripped of all of the RNC money from Kentucky. I want a new position, a challenger, to come up against him and primary him. And Kentucky, you need to put all of your money from the RNC in Kentucky and on the national level, put all of that money behind his challenger, and we need to get this rhino out of office.
Right.
And so when you communicate what you're wanting out of these politicians, when you communicate clearly of what you want, and put it out there and have your friends retweeting and everything, these people are going to pay attention.
Yeah, sure.
And Randy, one last thing, and I've actually cut it, I just haven't posted it, but I got to thinking, you know what? I can sit here in my own office or in my home or standing outside anywhere and actually do a less than 1 minute video.
Sure.
Of Mitch McConnell. You can barely fog a mirror. You freeze up. I'm not trying to be mean, but you need to get out of office. And Kentucky, you need to do better. You can do a video and post that short video and tag all
tag
of
them.
These people to where they're going to see your video. And I've got to tell you, I will actually watch videos on X,
right,
even a lot more than I'll read a big lengthy post.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you got to pay like $20 a month mm-hmm. for a big long post.
Right.
Just do a video. Right. If you're comfortable with doing a video, get it out there. Put it out there. But folks, we the people should have better representation, but we're never going to get it unless we're willing to get in the fight and help fight for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, we will see you next week. Come back. Be sure and tell everybody about this podcast. Be sure and tell your friends, your family. Let them know so that we can grow our listeners.
Cool. Like and subscribe.
Hey, have a great day.
And tomorrow starts the same old